Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's sometime in the near future, on a typical snowy day in August, a group of friends who haven't seen each other in a decade are getting together in an isolated, abandoned hotel for a long last blowout. It's a diverse crowd. They're the hosts, Tom and Aubrey, who planned the celebration, Rick and Lisa, who left their kids at home for a bit of their own time, Tom's big brother, an alpha male nicknamed Pinky, River, a new age yogi who favors flowery tunics, a punk named Devin, and a rock star called Gail. There's just one guest missing, but she just might make an unexpected visit. They're all there for two reasons. It's Tom and Aubrey's 10th wedding anniversary and the last day on Earth of life as we know it. The Last Anniversary is a mixed genre flick combining apocalyptic science fiction and the supernatural with everyday questions of kinship, friendship, rivalry, and revenge. It's written and directed by Brett and Jason Butler, a.k.a. the Butler Brothers. Their indie films are known for their genre-hopping versatility, exploring everything from hockey to social networks. Their movie First Round Down scored 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. The film co-star Jesse McQueen, a Toronto-based actor, writer, and sketch comedian, author of Romeo Pimp, and a member of the award-winning troupe Cheap Wine. The Last Anniversary opens in Toronto this weekend, and I'm very pleased to have here with me the Butler Brothers, and soon to join us on air, Jesse McQueen, to tell us more about The Last Anniversary. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having us on.
Hi, Jason.
Daniel.
And thanks so much for meeting with me.
Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Okay, Brett and Jason, The Last Anniversary takes place in a hotel. Did you discover the location first and develop a plot around it? Or did you have your script ready to roll and you just found a place to shoot it in?
Actually, the hotel became available. The owner of the Jolly Roger in Parry Sound put out an ad that he was looking to do five films over a winter there in their downtime. And they were taking pitches for the shoot there. So it was on a way to a film festival. Jason and I kind of came up and started spitballing because we're always looking for ways to make movies outside of the regular system here in Canada. So we started spitballing on the way to the film festival. We're like, we got to put in a pitch for this. And we came up with the pitch for The Last Anniversary. And then we were one of five teams selected, I think, out of 55. And then only one of two that actually completed the film at the hotel.
Before I go on, Jesse McQueen has now joined this conversation. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, so good to be here. Thanks so much for having us. Sorry I'm late. I'm at the airport in Deer Lake.
No problem. Deer Lake. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Indeed.
The movie starts, this is for Jason. The movie starts on a snowy day in August. Is this a movie about climate change a little?
Yeah, I think that was just a quick way to establish the vagaries and the implications of impending doom. So I'm glad you caught on to that, Daniel. That's exactly it. It's, I mean, it could snow in August in Canada. That is, you know, possible, definitely. But it was a definite decision by us to sort of imply that there's a climate change occurring due to this impending thing that's about to ostensibly blow up the Earth.
Well, I found The Last Anniversary some weird combination of comedy, drama, science fiction, horror, mystery, with a little bit of soap thrown in, too. Brett, how would you classify this movie?
That was a pretty good job there. I think when we first started bantering around the idea, it was kind of the a psychological horror with the idea of the Big Chill. So it was, you know, to do something, bringing friends back together in a party scenario, but kind of turning it on its head to, more in the psychological horror, doing less jump scares with our horror, more emotional kind of gut punches.
So, Jesse, you're a writer and sketch comedy actor, but according to IMDb, this is your first time acting in a feature film. Was this a new experience for you? What would it feel like?
Well, actually, my second feature with the Butler Bros, and my third feature in total, but it was the first where I had a role where I was on set for more than a couple of days. So it was an incredibly, incredibly amazing experience all around. Definitely a new wheelhouse for me in terms of a lot of things, and a really great way to foray into leading a feature. It was awesome.
Well, sketch comedy depends on improvisation, while movies tend to follow scripts more often. So were you able to apply your improv skills to your portrayal of as Aubrey in this movie?
Well, absolutely, yes. And that's not something that I found myself needing or even desiring to do very often, because the Bros script is so incredible, so tight, explores so many layers of this person and all of these people and what they're living through in this moment. But they're also, Jason and Brett are both so great about being like, let's just see what happens. Let's just see where this moment takes us. And then there are sections where, you know, we might try something, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but we get to play around a little bit and live the characters and really get to know them and voice them.
There's a scary and dangerous ghost lurking in this hotel. No spoilers, but, unlike the rest of the characters, she always appears in a blurry video format. So talk about the ghost named Brenda and how she's portrayed, either Brett or Jason.
Go ahead.
Brenda, who is the maid of honor from Tom and Aubrey's wedding, she went missing that night, and no one really knows what happened to her, and she hasn't been seen since. So her being back at the hotel was, we wanted to play with the idea, is it an actual ghost that's haunting, these people, or is it more their, guilty conscience that is, coming to light now that they're back at the hotel, last day on earth, and they're kind of forced to, face their demons.
You mentioned The Big Chill earlier, and another movie this one reminded me of her, The Long Hallways. I was expecting Brenda with an axe to chop through a door saying, "Here's Brenda," but didn't see that. But what other influences did you rely on for this film? How about you, Jason?
Circling back to the idea that the first part of sort of generating the script was the fact that we had the location. The location is fundamentally where we started off from. And like you said, Daniel, sort of the carpets, the weird hallways that kind of led nowhere. There was the strange pool. It was sort of instantaneous that we knew there was going to be some sort of haunting aspect to what we were doing. And we also knew we were going to be shooting in the dead of winter, which again sort of lends itself to this sort of this loneliness and this kind of emptiness as to what's going on in the environment. So instantly, that sort of, it tips the scales into that area. Last night was another big influence for us in the idea that we wanted it to be the end of the world to heighten the stakes for the characters. They've been walking around for 10 years sort of with these psychological demons in their head. So, but why, what would sort of provoke them to finally come together to address it? And we figured end of the world's a good reason. Get this off their chest. So it was, it kind of wrote itself in that sense, from that sort of jumping off point.
Well, Jesse, as I saw in the movie and as you described, this is a hotel. Were you actually living in the hotel while you were shooting in the hotel?
We were indeed. And we all arrived on day one. I think we shot the day we arrived, right? We shot a quick scene in the evening. So we got there and got our rooms and checked in and settled in for a sec and got right to it. And the experience of living together all while making it, I think, added so many layers of an extraordinary connection between all of the creatives on screen and off screen. And the hotel itself was so scary in so many ways, and that made it just the coolest thing, and really did some of the heavy lifting for us too, I think, for the actors.
Did you use the sauna and the swimming pool on your own or just in the movie?
Oh, we used them 100% in both. Our cast wrap party, our team wrap party, was primarily pool and sauna based.
And talk about the ensemble experience, you and the other actors.
We had a great connection right from the get go. I remember even from day one read through, which was back in Toronto, back home for everyone before we hit the road and went on a big road trip together. But even from that day, I was like, there's magic in this room and there's so much talent for sure, but just such extraordinary people who care so deeply about their work and just instant connection. A bunch of us, particularly Ken, who plays Tom, and I, we spent a bunch of time together. We ended up driving to the hotel together, which allowed us to like live out that arrival process that Tom and Aubrey also have in the film. And getting to live literally next door, and not just next door house, like next door I can bang on the wall and be like, come over, let's read lines and prep for tomorrow. It brought a level of connection to the film that I never experienced in film before. It really, we were living it. And it was really tight-knit ensemble. And we had a lot of post-rap blues the next morning as we drove home. Thinking, we really had a special connection there. So yeah, great ensemble.
How many days was it?
Were we 8 days, Rose?
We shot it in 7 days.
Perfect. 7 days straight, and then hangover day on the last day. So 7 days of work and 1 day of getting ourselves back.
Brett and Jason, one of the running themes in the last anniversary is the friction between two brothers, Tom, who's younger, more withdrawn, Pinky, who's the older alpha male, bossier one. So which of you is Tom, which of you is Pinky?
I would say for this particular instance, I think the way it was written was Tom and Jay was the Pinky character. So we're definitely pulling out some personal experiences, which we always do for our scripts, and find that really helps with building the realism. There was a lot of different themes. A major one for us was accountability, and especially in terms of society now, it seems to be a lot of lack of accountability, and things are moving so fast. And that's kind of part of the reason we wanted to do this in The Last Day on Earth, was there's no escaping that at this point.
Well, go on.
Yeah, I was just jumping on the accountability. In a macro sense, the end of the world is sort of that bigger statement of accountability. Like, what are we doing with our planet right now? So there was sort of that macro theme that was unspoken, really, which is looming and providing sort of a backdrop and a feeling, and then sort of the direct accountability of these individuals and their actions and the repercussions.
And just before we go, do you have anything on the horizon, any of you? Let's start with Jesse.
Yeah, I'm fully in theater world right now. That's actually what I'm doing out here in Newfoundland. I've been on a sketch comedy tour, Montreal, St. John's. Now I'll be home. And then I've got a production of Clue coming up in June in Toronto. And following that, a production of a brand new show I'm writing and starring in called Ladies' Day.
And Butler Brothers?
We did the feature this past September up in Sudbury, actually. We quite enjoy the Northern Ontario experience. It's called Star Suckers. Brett, details?
I don't know if you can say this on daytime radio, but...
Yeah, it's a social satire on celebrity worship culture, where a celebrity influencer couple takes their biggest fans away for a weekend at a cottage in the summertime.
Excellent. No snow this time.
Yeah.
Actor Jesse McQueen and co-directors Brett and Jason Butler's new film, The Last Anniversary, is now playing in Toronto and opens soon in Sudbury and Vancouver, followed by other destinations. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com. www.cultureallmining.com.